was just your hobby, a place to drink your beer. There wasn't much to celebrate, just alcohol and tears. Just like a dog, late at night, you'd come sneaking in, ashamed to face our children, or tell me where you've been. Now you've left us for another, but I often wonder, dear, if she'll love you like we have. Alcohol and tears. Alcohol and tears were only pastime. Alcohol and tears down to our finish line. Our home was just your hobby, a place to drink.
Time, and these are this is Tears and Alcohol on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Special presentation of the Desperate Hours. This is episode 15, the second episode of the summer of 2025. Backing me up, an old familiar one, Al Caiola, and Carrying Me Back to the Lone Prairie from the On the Trail LP 1964, and United Artists. And of course, we opened up the show with Jeannie O'Neill and Alcohol and Tears, 1965, on the Actress label. Yes, it will be a little bit of a theme tonight. Simply put, alcohol or tears and alcohol. Yes. I mean, why didn't they think of that before? Anyway, programming note. Next week will be the 10th annual, I believe it's the 10th annual, Perils of Darlene broadcast of the Desperate Hours next week, 6 to 8 p.m. And of course, more Bland Craft for the Elderly coming up at 6 o'clock in the Desperate Hours. Anyway, let's get into it. Once again, these are Tears and Alcohol on WMFO in Medford.
You got me under your thumb. Well, you got me down tight. It's all right, baby, long as you love me, it's all right, and I'll be your fool, and let you have your way, and I'll give you lots of comfort. Of the day, and don't it prove I love you? Don't it prove I care? time you hurt me. When you put me down, though I love you, baby, I'm tempted sometimes to walk out and leave you standing alone. But you got more ways to keep me, just hanging on. And don't it prove I love you? And don't it prove I care? To fall, don't make me cry, don't make me cry.
It's late and I'm waiting, and by now he should be home. I've walked the floor for hours listening for the telephone, but he's always weak where drinks are strong, and I guess he'll always be what's made Milwaukee famous, has made a loser out of me. Though I've begged him not to go so many times before, I've told him love and happiness can live behind those swinging doors. I hate to see him this way, but I just can't set him free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Though I've begged him not to go so many times before, I've told him love and happiness can live behind those swinging doors. I hate to see him live this way, but I just can't set him free. What's made Milwaukee famous?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's 5:12 Eastern Time. This is Tears and Alcohol, a special presentation of the Desperate Hours, episode 15. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the evening. Just heard Lynn Anderson, What's Made Milwaukee Famous. She took a turn doing it, but it was written by her then-husband, Glenn Sutton, from the How Can I Unlove You LP, 1971 on Columbia. For that, Joyce Street. Somebody who was fast gaining my affections musically. Song that she wrote a bunch of country songs, most of them unreleased, a few singles, released on local labels and local men all over the United States as her husband was a trainer for Walmart or something like that. Joyce Street with Don't Make Me Cry, previously unreleased, recorded at Sauna Beat in Austin, Texas in March of 1973. I got off the Best of Retrospective Tied Down 2023 on Numeral Group. Anyway, got something queued up you might like. Linda Martell, this is Tears and Alcohol on WMFO in Medford.
If you love me, you understand that I gotta have beer. I'm a beer drinking man. I could hear her voice and I knew she was there. I couldn't see her anywhere. With a gentle hand she stroked my head. I looked up at her and this I said, I'm a beer drinking daddy with the beer drinking blues. I love you baby and that is true. And before I die I'll raise my hand and I'll drink more beer than any man.
Some time and these this is Tears and Alcohol, a special presentation of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I just played. If you want to know what's behind me, Bal Ciola and Carry Me Back to the Lone Prairie from the On a Trail LP 1964 and United Artists. Just heard Eddie Nowak, Beer Drinking Blues, a track originally released on K-Arc in 1969. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off the Psycho, the K-Arc and All-Star Recordings, 1962 to 69. Came out in 2013 on Bear Family in Germany. And before that, Linda Martell with Your Crying Boy, Crying. Track originally released on the Plantation label in 1970. From the reissue of the Color Me Country LP, came out 2022 on Sun. Anyway, let's see. 5:25. I just want to make sure I got a little bit of time I got to make up. Anyway, let's get back into it. This is Tears and Alcohol on WMFO in Medford.
When I was a toddler and sat on your knee, you would kiss all my teardrops away so tenderly. I'd get hurt and a tear would well up in my eye. Then you'd hold me and tell me that big boys don't cry. Beside me, and soon I was tall, kept the hurt locked inside me, never shed a tear at all. I believed all you told me, and never asked why, and I always remembered that big boys don't cry. Boys don't cry. angel she came. I fell for her kisses and I gave to her my name. She hugged me, caressed me, then told me goodbye. Mama, don't let them tell you that big boys don't cry.
Turn to get wine.
Eastern Time, 5:26 p.m. Eastern Time, and this is Tears and Alcohol, episode 15, a special presentation of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I just played. You just heard Mel Tillis and Wine, released in 1965 on the Recording Industries Corporation label. And before that, Art Stevens with a song written by Lynn Anderson's mother, Liz, and Big Boys Don't Cry. Lynn sang it on one of her, I think her first or second album, Big Girls Don't Cry. Released in the Fairlane label, 1962. Anyway, cruising right along. Got songs queued up by Kitty Wells and the original Sonny Boy Williamson. A little bit of country blues stomp. This is Tears and Alcohol, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
The light show, but something moist keeps getting in my eyes. He called and said, "Don't wait, he'd be working late." And so another lonely night goes by. Meanwhile,
on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Now, and I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. Oh, you know, and I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. You know, another half a pint, mama, you will see me go. Nine, I'd rather be sloppy drunk, a sip from the can. You know, and I'd rather be sloppy drunk, still than from the can. Now to be out in the street, running from the man. Because, I'll bring me another half a pint. Because, bring me another half a pint. Yes, I've got my habits on, and I really not gonna raise this jam. And I'm gonna drink while I'm up, baby. I drink until I fall. And I'm gonna drink while I'm up, baby. Drink until I fall. Now if you want me to stop drinking whiskey, you ain't talking about nothing at all.
And these are, so this is Tears and Alcohol, a special presentation of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis. The station wants you to know that Congressman John Lewis displayed historic courage in his pursuit of civil rights and democracy for all. In doing so, he taught us the importance of getting into good trouble, necessary trouble, in order to bring about positive change. It's only fitting that on the 5th anniversary of Lewis's passing, we're taking to the streets, the courthouses, and our community spaces to march in peace and act in power. Together, we'll raise our voices to demand the democracy for all of us, black, brown, white, immigrant, indigenous, LGBTQ+, and working people can make our voices heard and live with dignity. Get involved locally as Mystic Mashup Individual presents a dynamic program at Powderhouse Park in Somerville at 6 p.m. on Thursday, July 17th. Speakers will include State Senator Pat Jaylen and folks from the Somerville Human Rights Commission, the Welcome Project, Sanctuary US UCC, Safe Medford, singer Sally Schweitzer will be on hand to lead the crowd in freedom songs. Bring your friends, your neighbors, and protest signs and your commitment to justice to Powderhouse Park on July 17th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, visit the Mystic Mashup Individual page on Facebook or email mysticmashupinfo@gmail.com. Anyway, there we go. Anyway, let me tell you what I played. A little bit of country blues. A little bit of stomp. Sonny Bo Williamson and Bring Another Half Pint. I think I've played that before in Tears and Alcohol. Originally released on RCA Victor in 1949. I got off the Stompin' 20, the country blues. Get on a stomping label in UK. No date on that. Before that, Kitty Wells. And Meanwhile, Down at Joe's, 1965 on Decca. Anyway, well, we'll swing right back into it. This is Tears and Alcohol, special presentation of the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
But she don't know I'm talking to my old used to be.
And I wonder if you told her. Yes, I wonder if you told her about me. It sure is good to see her. It's been
just can't hide the power of so many memories.
And I wonder if you told her, yes, I wonder if you told her about me. Well, I can see she loves you, and you.
But she don't know the reason why you set me free.
And I wonder if you told her. Yes, I wonder if you told her about me. The party's almost over, but let me say before I go, I'm glad.
I told her that I love her and held her tenderly.
And I wonder if you told her. Yes, I wonder if you told her about me.
Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. If I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know.
She's the best thing in his life. Why, she worships the ground that he walks on. She waits up for him at night and worries until he's safely home. She always believes his stories about working overtime. And in 20 years beside him, cheating's never crossed her mind. Oh, but it crossed his early last summer in the person of a neighbor she still calls her friend. And with a little push from drinking one too many one night in the fall, he gave in. And now he wishes he could stop himself, but there's no easy way. So he lays down with his lover and silently he prays. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. If I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know. In his heart and soul, he knew that he was playing a game he could never win. But you know, forbidden fruit is sweet. Why, it was sweet enough to make him risk it all again. And now, he's given up on looking for a way to fight the feeling. He prays this simple prayer and hopes it makes it past the motel ceiling. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. And if I die between these sheets, I pray to God you'll never know.
Thank you.
that was David Allan Coe from 1981. Now I Lay Me Down to Cheat. Got that off the For the Record first 10 years, 1987 on Columbia. Oh, by the way, this is Tears and Alcohol, a special presentation of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, episode 15. For that, you heard Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. Ah, what a nasty web we weave. Anyway, I wonder if you told her about me from the Lead Me On LP. That was Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. 1971 on Decca. Anyway, I'm going to get right back into it. Hope you're digging it. The next Tears and Alcohol will be August 10th. I want to say it's the 10th. Or maybe, I don't know, the 12th. It's the second Thursday in August. Anyway, let's get back into it. This is Tears and Alcohol on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew that my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
What lightning?
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
What lightning?
Morning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on talking.
White lightning.
It's 5:50 Eastern Time, and this is Tears and Alcohol, a special presentation of the Desperados on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, about to wind us down. Just heard, Tears and Alcohol's version of this song, this week's song that everybody knows, George Jones interpreting the big bopper, J.P. Richardson and White Lightning, 1957 on Mercury. And before that, Connie Smith interpreting Dallas Frazier and Don't Tell Him I'm Still Crying from the If It Ain't Love, another great Dallas Frazier songs, 1972 on RCA Victor. Anyway, time is coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll be your weekly dose of bland crap for the elderly. Desperate Hours, the Desperate Hours. Well, let's get back into it. This is Tears and Alcohol, episode 15 on WMFO in Medford.
Packed her dirty clothes in a duffel bag. Said, listen here, sonny, it's a time for me to shag. So she hot-footed toward the highway, trying to catch a ride. When a car come by and she threw up her thumb, boy, I nearly died. Now who's gonna fix me something to eat and wash my dirty clothes? I can't stand sleeping on dirty sheets, but that's the way it goes. Of anger speaks, it's a wicked talk. Well, I sure didn't mean it when I said take a walk. Oh, how I miss my woman, I feel like I could die. But it's all over and there's no use milking when the cow is dry.
Now who's gonna get me up each day before the rooster crows? Well, I can't work if I sleep all day, but that's the way it goes. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Friends, there's something been haunting me, and I just got to tell you about it. I saw an accident one day that would chill the heart of any man and teach them not to drink a drop while the steering wheel's in their hand. This awful accident occurred on the 20th day of May and caused two dear little children to be sleeping beneath the clay. These two little kids walked side by side along the state highway. Their poor old mother, she had died, and their daddy had run away. As these two little kids walked arm in arm, how sad their hearts did feel, when around the curve came a speeding car with a drunk man at the wheel. The drunk man saw the two little kids, and he hollered a drunkard sound, "Get out of the road, you little fools!" And the car, it brought them down. The bumper struck the little girl, taking her life away, while the little boy, in a puddle of blood, in the ditch line, there did lay. The drunk man staggered from his car to see the damage that he had done, and he let out a yell you could hear for miles when he recognized his dying son. Such mourning from a drunken man I've never heard before. While kneeling at the running board, he prayed to heaven's door, saying, "Oh God, please forgive me for this awful crime I've done." And his attention then was called away by the words of his dying son. And he said, "Daddy, why did you do this to us? How come you run us to the ground? It was you and Mommy we was talking about when the car it brought us down. And I was just telling little sister that I knew we'd see you again someday. But Daddy, why did it have to be like this? Why did it have to be this way? Why, Daddy, why?"
Eastern Time, and this is Tears and Alcohol, episode 15, a special special presentation of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I tell you, essentially the last set, we've got one song that'll lead us into Desperate Hours. Grandpa Joe, a.k.a. Furlin Husky, and the Drunken Driver, released on Capitol originally in 1965. I got off the Godless America compilation, 1995, on Crypt. And before that, Durwood Daily, and That's the Way It Goes, on the Cap Rock label, 1959. I got off the compilation Cash Likes, 2017, on Trailer Park in the UK. Anyway, stay tuned for the Desperate Hours. I do have a savvy showstopper from Gene Shepherd. Talking at you in a few minutes.
Tonight, and you'll end up getting tired. Then when your money's gone, you'll come crawling home to me. You'll think you're quiet as a mouse as you come stumbling through the house and find a note with these parting words from me. Shot eyes will look around for me, but you'll find yourself alone like the many